بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد Today we study a beautiful example and a beneficial parable that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has struck in that which He has made in the Qur'an, a parable. What is a parable? An example. A parable, when you make a parable of something, it means that there is an example that is being made in order to understand something better. Sometimes, maybe we will discuss an issue and it's not very clear or something is not understood properly. But if you make an example of that thing related to something else that one knows very well, now the thing that you're studying becomes clearer. So therefore, from the manners of teaching and from the good ways of teaching and educating is to strike examples. This way is called ضَرْبُ الْأَمْثَالِ ضَرْبُ الْأَمْثَالِ ضَرْبُ الْأَمْثَالِ Now, this is أُسْلُوبٌ مِنْ أَسَرِيبِ التَّدْرِيسِ This is from the ways of teaching. From the ways of teaching is to make examples. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Qur'an, He has struck more than 40 examples. 40 different parables that have been made in the Qur'an, Al-Kareem. And likewise, if we look into the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many times he will strike examples of affairs related to the deen, to clarify issues of creed and belief, and benefits of the hereafter and the likes, and he will strike them with examples of things that we can see and understand in our worldly affairs in order to comprehend and understand better. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned about these parables in the Qur'an, وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ And these are the parables that we strike for the people. وَمَا يَعْقِلُهَا إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ But no one understands them except for the people of knowledge. The sound people of knowledge and understanding. The people who have knowledge of the verses of Allah. And they have knowledge of the Tawheed. These are the ones who understand the parables. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says again, that these are the parables that we strike for mankind, for the people. But no one understands them and comprehends them correctly except for the people of ilm and the people of knowledge and the people of sound understanding and the people of tawheed and the people who understand the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned that one of the salaf, if he read this verse or after reading this verse, that after reading this verse and then if he read a parable or an example in the Quran and he didn't understand it, he would start crying. He said, oh, I'm not from the people who have understanding. And it's mentioned likewise about some of the people of knowledge that if they were to read some of the verses of Allah and they didn't understand, they would be so sad and they would make sujood. And whenever they're in their prayer, they would make sujood for a long time. And they would beg Allah Azza wa Jal, oh, help me understand. Grant me beneficial knowledge. Help me understand. They want to understand so bad. They strive really hard. And they know that understanding is from Allah. So they would beg Allah. They would beg Allah to help them understand. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to help us understand and to grant us a beautiful and good understanding of His deen and to make it easy for us to understand the correct interpretation of His book and to make us from those who follow it in a good way and in the best manner. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the most generous and merciful. Al-Kareem, Al-Wadud, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Rahim. And we put our trust and faith upon Him to guide us to the straight path. From the manners of teaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has made in His book and from His mercy is that He has struck examples. And likewise from the noble manners and the good teaching of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that He has struck examples. The people of knowledge, they say, بالمثال يتضح المقال. بالمثال يتضح يتضح المقال. By way of example, the statement becomes clear. Sometimes we don't understand some things, but then if we make example, what, it's like this, you know that one thing? Oh yeah, it's like that. Okay, then like this and like that, and just the same way. Like this, you make examples. You make examples. So we're going to read this example, inshallah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has struck in His book. One of the many examples. And He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, alam tara, kayfa darab Allahu mathalan. Have you not seen how Allah strikes a parable? How Allah makes an example? Alam tara kaifa? Do you not see? Meaning now you have to start thinking and paying attention. Do you not see how Allah, He makes a parable and an example? Karimatan tayyiba. Karimatan tayyiba. A good word. A good word. A good, nice statement. What is a good word? What is the best word, rather? La ilaha illallah. The best word ever and the best statement. La ilaha illallah. That's what's being referred to here. Do you not see how Allah, He strikes an example of a good word? What is the good word? La ilaha illallah. And everything that it requires and necessitates. Because la ilaha illallah is not only a word. It is a statement on the tongue. And likewise, it is creed in the heart and belief. And that produces and requires actions. Naam, and necessitates for a person to conduct himself in a proper manner according to that statement. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He strikes an example of the good word. The good word. Kalimatan tayyiba. What is this good word like? Kashajaratin tayyiba. It's like a good tree. This good word, this good statement, the creed and the belief of at-tawheed, aqidatu at-tawheed, wa kalimatu al-ikhlas, kalimatun tayyiba, this like a good tree. A good tree. What is a good tree? What is an example of a good tree? Asluha thabitun, wa far'uha fi sama. That its foundation is firm and it's strong. And its branches are way up high in the air. The foundation is strong, the good tree. The foundation is strong, it's got roots really strong and deep, and it's alive and healthy. And the roots are strong and deep into the ground, and then the trunk comes shooting up out of the ground, and it's really, really strong and firm. And even from the trunk, there's growing all these branches here and there, and it's got leaves, and it's got fruits, and it's producing so much goodness, and has shade people benefit from, and leaves people benefit from, and it has fruits people benefit from. تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا. And it gives its fruit all the time. And it gives its fruit all the time by the permission of its Lord. It gives its fruit all the time by the permission of its Lord. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does He say? وَيَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالَ لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. And Allah sets forth parables for mankind, meaning He makes examples, strikes examples for mankind in order for them to remember and for them to reflect. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ أي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ الْأَمْرَ وَالنَّهْيَ وَالْوَعْدَ وَالْوَعِيدَ. So that they can remember and reflect. وَيَتَّعِذُونَ, and take admonition. And remember the commandments and the prohibitions. And remember the promise of paradise and the threat of the hellfire. Allah, He strikes the examples like this so that we can remember these things. So that we can remember these things. The one who has the good statement, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. The statement itself is good. But this is the example of the good statement, La ilaha illallah, in the heart of a believer. In the heart of a believer. How is that statement in the heart of a believer? It's like a tree. It's like a tree. You know what? From here, the people of knowledge, they mentioned that al-Iman is like a tree. They call it Shajaratu al-Iman, the tree of faith. The tree of Iman. And this is the example here. Because the good word is the good statement, which is the good creed. Because the tongue, it makes the statement, La ilaha illallah. And likewise the heart, it makes the statement, La ilaha illallah. The tongue and the heart. This is a statement of the tongue and the heart. La ilaha illallah. Huh? There is nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. Meaning that everything that's worship besides Allah is falsehood and not worthy of worship whatsoever. Not worthy of worship whatsoever. This is what is in the heart of a believer. This is like a tree. This is like a tree in the heart of a believer. If we look at a tree, what is a tree made up of? It has wood, sahih, branches, branches, and what else? Before that, you want to start at the top. It has leaves, and what else? Branches, and twigs, and has fruits and seeds on it. And then what else does it have on it? Maybe sometimes it has flowers on it. It can produce like beautiful flowers. And what else? It has a big trunk. Stem, trunk, and then underneath that, what does it have?
Roots
that are in the ground. Where are the roots at? Inside the ground. Inside. Can you see the roots?
No,
you can't see the roots. Where are the roots at? Huh? The roots are in the ground. The roots are in the ground. Okay, what happens if the tree has just little bitty roots? The roots are not so strong.
They're gonna fall.
Uh-huh. Maybe the tree is not gonna be able to grow up straight. It's not gonna be able to grow up to be very big. Because the roots are not strong. But then likewise, sometimes maybe the roots are a little bit strong, and then something comes and messes them up. Huh? Something comes and messes up the roots. Like some weeds. Huh? Or some bugs come and start messing with the roots, and the roots get a little bit corrupted. And now what happened? Like, for example, maybe the roots were strong, and then the tree is growing really big, and it's really beautiful, and mashallah, flowers and fruits and trees and branches and leaves. And then something happens, like some bugs come and eat the roots up, or like some weeds start growing around the tree, and then it gets weak. And then what happens whenever the roots get weak and the top is really big and beautiful? Huh? It gets heavy, and the roots are not strong enough to hold. The beautiful branches and the top becomes too much, because now the top is beautiful and big, and now the bottom is getting weaker and weaker and weaker. So what happens, for example, if a little bit of wind comes, or some rain comes, or if it rains and then it gets really cold and ice comes, even worse, and then now the top is real heavy, what happens to sometimes the trees? It falls over. It'll break and it'll come right out from out of its roots. It comes right out from out of its roots. It will right all the way over, and then it would die. And then sometimes maybe even it won't even fall over, but sometimes if the roots become bad, what happens? You see that like all these trees are really green and beautiful, but then there's like one tree over there. He doesn't have any leaves on him. He doesn't have any leaves on him, and it's crumbling and crunching. It's getting very hard and yabus. He's drying up and withering. Because what happened? His roots got messed up and got bad. So now he's dying, and he died, and he's standing there, and he's not even beneficial no more. And he's dying and just waiting to fall over and fall down. So that's the example of the tree. The tree, some trees are good and some trees are bad. Some trees are strong and some trees are weak. And some trees, they start out strong and they have a good life, but they don't have a good ending. Some trees, they're really strong and good for some time, but then you find them, they fall over later on. But whenever they get really big, something happens to them and they fall over. But other trees, they remain strong as long as Allah wills and they're firm. And these are the trees that have foundations that are strong in the ground. Which way does the roots go? The roots go down into the ground, and they come around and they get firm into the ground. And the more stronger the roots are, the stronger the tree is. The stronger the roots are, the stronger the tree is. Like this, Allah, He makes the example of the good tree. And also He makes the example of the bad tree. And Allah, He says, and the verses continue, وَمَثَلُ كَلِمَةٍ خَبِيثَةٍ كَشَجَرَةٍ خَبِيثَةٍ اُجْتُثَّتْ مِنْ فَوْقِ الْأَرْضِ مَا لَهَا مِنْ قَرَارٍ. And the parable, or the example of the evil word, the bad word. The bad word, what's the bad word? The words of shirk, a'udhu billah, in the words of disbelief. Yani, the bad creed, the bad belief. This is where that goes into the heart. The bad creed and the bad belief, the statements in the creed of shirk, and then likewise of disbelief. What is the example of that? The example of a bad tree, an evil tree. And that tree, it becomes uprooted from the surface. It becomes stripped from its roots. And it's not even strong or stable, and it falls down. And it falls down. Sometimes when trees fall down, they hurt people. Sometimes when trees fall down, they fall on people's cars and houses, or even on some people. It's very dangerous. So if the tree is not strong, then it's very, very dangerous for other people likewise. And those bad people likewise who have bad creed, they're dangerous for themselves and others who come in contact with them. They spread their evil and they spread their harm and their bad ideas and their bad thoughts and their bad understanding of life. And they're misguided and they spread their misguidance. As for the one who has a strong tree, then what does a strong tree do? Brings benefit, and the tree itself is beneficial, and all the people are benefiting from the tree. Likewise, we go out to the big nice tree and we can get fruits from it, and we can get all type of shade from it, and like little girls and boys climbing on it and having fun, and like all the birds are living inside of it, and there's squirrels climbing on it and getting the nuts and the likes, and it's so beneficial for so many people. And so many people benefit from the good tree. But the people don't benefit from the bad tree. Rather, even sometimes the bad tree, it harms people. Even some trees are bad and they have like, they don't have fruits. You know what they have? They have like poisonous flowers. Even there are some plants and trees that even they look pretty, but you know what? They're poisonous. They're tricky. And like that, the people of disbelief, likewise, some of them are tricky. And some of the people of innovation, they're tricky. They try to look like they're good, but really what they talk about is poison. And they talk about bad stuff, and they mix up the truth and the falsehood, and they try to mislead the people like that. So there's so many benefits that we can understand from these examples here. The example of the good word, of the good creed, of the good belief, is that of the good tree. And the example of the bad word, meaning the bad creed and the bad belief, this is the example of the bad tree, the bad tree. So now we see that trees, they have to have something to live and grow. What is that? How do the trees grow and live? Huh? With water. The trees have to have water. The trees have to have water. That's right. If there's no water, can the trees grow? Huh? Can the trees grow without water? Nope, just like that. Also, the good word and the good creed and the good belief, it has to have something that makes it grow. It has to have something that provides it nourishment. So just like the trees, they have to have nourishment. They have to have something that nourishes them and something that provides for them so they can grow. Likewise, al-iman and aqidah and the proper creed and belief also has to have something to nourish it so that it can grow. So the water, it nourishes the trees. But what nourishes the hearts and the iman? Knowledge. Mashallah. Nahu mubarak. Knowledge. Knowledge of what? The knowledge of that which was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the nourishment for the hearts. That which was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was revealed to Muhammad, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What was revealed to him? Al-Quran wa Sunnah. This is the water and the nourishment and the life for the souls and for the hearts and for the iman. So just like the trees cannot live without water, likewise the hearts cannot truly be alive and the faith cannot be nourished except with the provision, except with the revelation. وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا. And likewise, we are, or in like this, we have revealed to you a spirit from our command. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has called the revelation a spirit. A ruh, a soul. Because just like the body cannot live without the soul, likewise, the heart cannot live and the iman cannot live except with revelation. So the revelation is like a soul. And likewise, the revelation is like water to the lands. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَثَلُ مَا بَعَثَنِيَ اللَّهُ بِهِ مِنَ الْهُدَى وَالْعِلْمِ كَمَثَلِ الْغَيْثِ الْكَثِيرِ. That the example of that which Allah, He has sent me with from guidance and knowledge is the example of an abundance of rain. An abundance of rain. And likewise, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but that rain comes to different types of lands. And some lands, they benefit from the rain, and some lands only benefit a little bit from the rain, and other lands, they don't benefit at all from the rain. And likewise, the trees. The trees, they benefit from the rain likewise. And whenever there's good rain and the tree is in the good land, then the tree grows and it's strong and it's firm and its roots become stronger and stronger. Like that, whenever the heart, it accepts the guidance from the Quran and from the Sunnah, and Allah grants it success to understand and comprehend, then the roots of Iman become firm and firm and firm and strong. And at that time, whenever the roots of Iman and the heart of a believer become firm, what happens? What happens to the tree whenever it becomes firm? It starts growing really big and it starts having super strong and steady and it's firm. And then it has all these branches and flowers and leaves and all of these beautiful fruits and the likes like this. And it's so pretty and it's so beneficial. Like that, whenever the Iman is strong in the heart and the understanding of the revelation and the guidance is firm in the heart and it becomes deeply rooted, at this time, the person, he becomes strong and he becomes very beneficial and he starts saying very good words and doing very good actions and he benefits himself and everybody who comes in contact with him, they're just taking fruits from him left and right and getting all, he's either shading them with his shade, the shade of knowledge and comfort and guidance, or he's giving them fruits of benefit and all types of good things in there, and they love to be in his company because he's like this big tree full of benefit and full of khair and full of goodness and the likes like this, and every time somebody comes from over there, they benefit from him somehow, either from his good manners or from his good speech or from the guidance that he directs them or the advice that he gives them or the reminder that he reminds them or he tells them about a verse or this one is for free, go ahead and take that. Or if you come to him when you ask him, you can pick out the benefits from him likewise. Like this, just like the tree, sometimes you go to the tree and then what happens? Fruits just fall on top of you. Whoa, poop, poop, poop. You just pick them up. You don't even have to work for them. You go to some trees and you look on the ground and under the tree, there's just fruits everywhere already ready for you. Other times you have to look up in the tree and you have to go get it yourself like that. That's like the person of goodness, to have strong faith. Or no matter what you do, you're going to benefit from him. Either you ask him and you get it from him, or you're just going to sit down with him. He's going to give you blessings and goodness by the permission of his Lord, by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the example of the one who has strong faith. This is the example of the one who has strong faith. So just like the tree, it has roots. At Iman, it has roots. What are the roots of Iman? Just like the tree, it has roots. Aqeedah, it has roots. What are the roots of Aqeedah? Naam. Al-Iman billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wa yawm al-akhiri. These are the usul and the foundation. These are the roots and the basis of al-Iman. To believe in Allah. And that means to believe that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to believe in His angels. And to believe in His books. And to believe in His messengers. And to believe in the last day. And the meaning of Allah Azza wa Jal. And everything that happens after death. And to believe in the decree of Allah. And that Allah is able to do all things. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the roots of al-Iman, the usul of al-Iman, and they're in the heart. And just like you cannot see the roots of the tree, we can't see the roots of Iman. They're in the heart. It's in a place that's in the unseen, like this. But whenever the roots of the tree are very, very strong, what happens? That grows, and then you start seeing something. Whenever they become super firm, it grows, and then you can see the tree, and then the branches grow, and you can see them, and the fruits grow, and you can see them like that. Also, Iman, if it's very firm in the heart, it will grow until it has branches. What are the branches of Iman? Al-Imanu, bid'un wa sab'una shu'ba, alaha la ilaha illallah, wa adnaha imatatul adha anil tariq. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that Iman is about 70 some odd branches. And the highest is the statement, La ilaha illallah. And the lowest branch is to remove some harm from the people, from their way, on the path. And having shyness and being bashful and chaste and modest is from at Iman. So therefore the actions the good words and the good deeds, the righteous statements and the righteous actions, these are all the branches. That's what proceeds from iman. And whenever the iman is strong in the heart and the firm, then likewise, just like the roots in the tree are firm, the branches, they come out big and strong and beneficial. And whenever the iman is strong in the heart, likewise, the actions come out big and strong and beneficial. And it's easy for them. Easy for the believer who has strong faith to do the good deeds in a good manner. And it's easy for the believer who has strong faith to say the good statements in a good way. Just like it's easy for the tree that has a strong roots to have so many good benefits and branches and the likes like this. And just like a tree, it has fruits as well. Likewise, iman, it has fruits. Likewise, iman, it has fruits. So the fruit of al-iman is to have a good life. You have a good life. You live happy. You live content. You live satisfied. In this life and in the hereafter. So therefore, a tree, it has roots. And iman, it has roots. And a tree, it has a foundation and a base and a trunk. And then it has branches proceeding from that. And likewise, al-iman also has these affairs. And just as a tree, a good tree, it has beautiful fruits as well. Likewise, the fruits of iman, they are beautiful and good as well. And that is to have a good life. And a good life upon sincere faith and good deeds and contentment and happiness and ease. And likewise, the iman, it causes a person to have a good death. And likewise, he has a good time in his grave. And in the hereafter, he has the best. He has the best. He has the best. And he gets to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like the fruits in paradise, they are never out of season. And they're never cut off. You know, some fruits, they only come in certain seasons. In certain seasons, in certain trees, they only have fruits any one time or sometimes in the year. But the fruits of paradise, they are never. لا مقطوعتين ولا ممنوعة. They're never cut off. And they're never out of season. And likewise, the fruits of a believer, the fruits of a believer that has strong iman in this life as well, and they're never cut off. His benefits are never cut off. And they continue for him so long as he's alive in this life. And they will continue for him in the hereafter. And all of this, we have to pay attention, بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا, by the permission of Allah. It's by the permission of Allah. So therefore, if a tree has strong roots, who provided those strong roots for that tree? Who provided the strong roots for the tree? If the tree has big, strong foundation, it has many branches and leaves, and it has many fruits that are sweet and tasty and ripe and beautiful, who provided all those things for that tree? The tree by itself? The tree do that by itself? No, the Lord of the tree provided that for the tree. That's from the provision of Allah. Likewise, barakallahu fikum, if a believer, he has strong faith. And if a believer, he has good deeds. That's from the provision of Allah. And from the permission of Allah. So therefore, if a believer, he has good, then he has to know that it's from Allah. And likewise, if a believer, he wants good, he has to ask from Allah. Only because Allah, He is the one who provides for the trees, and Allah, He is the one who provides for the people. So therefore, nothing can happen, or we can have no good in this life or in our deen, except if it's by the permission of Allah. So therefore, we put our trust in Allah, and we rely upon Him, and we take the means to cultivate and nourish our tree. Our tree, what tree is that? The tree of Iman. The tree of Iman. So, if somebody wanted to start taking care of their tree of iman, what do they need to start doing first? Start working on the branches? If there's no tree, like somebody who doesn't even have a tree, some people don't even have a tree of iman at all. What do they need? What do they need? Somebody has a garden, empty land, just land out there, nothing at all. What do they need to do? They need to plant the seed. They need to plant the seed. They have to go out there and plant the seed. Whenever you plant the seed, what do? You just go out to the land. It's like got garbage all over it. It's got stuff all over, weeds all over the place. And you just throw some seeds on there. Bismillah. What do you have to do? You got to go tear the land up and turn the land over and get the land ready. And you got to cultivate the land first. And then you put the seed. Huh? You got to get rid of all that bad stuff. And then you put the seed in. Huh? So then likewise, a believer, he's got to get rid of all the bad stuff, the bad intentions, huh? And all the bad desires and the hope for the dunya and the hope for the worldly life and showing off and learning because my mom told me to and not for the sake of Allah and all these other type of things that, that shaitan, he puts in the hearts of the people. A'yadu billah. You have to purify the intention and purify the heart. I want to have iman. I want to have sincere faith. I want to learn for the sake of Allah because I want to go to Jannah, because I want to see Allah. This is what I'm learning. This is what I'm hoping for. I want my faith to be good and to be strong because I believe in Allah. Therefore, we purify the intention and then we start on this path to plant the seed. How to plant the seed and to nourish it and to cultivate the iman in the hearts of our own souls and on our own selves. We want to do this for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. We understand? So this is planting the seed. And then we have to water this seed. Huh? We got to get the water and bring it to the seed. Where's the water from? Where do we get the water from for our tree? Huh? No, the tree outside is going to get the rainwater. But what is the tree in our heart going to get? Knowledge. Knowledge. Where do you get the knowledge from? Al-Quran was Sunnah. Where are the places where the Quran and Sunnah is being instructed and taught and clarified? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Idha marartum bi riyadil jannah farta'u." If you pass by the gardens of paradise, then sit down and take a part in that and have fun. Enjoy yourself. He said, "What are the gardens of paradise, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam?" What did he say? Hilaqu al-dhikr, the circles of knowledge. The circles of knowledge. So it's the likes of these gatherings. Whenever you sit in the gatherings and you listen to the lectures and you listen to the people of knowledge teach and clarify the tafsir of the Quran or the understanding of the creed or they clarify the actions of worships and the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal and the halal and the haram. All of this is means to do what? To water the tree. To water the tree. The tree has to be nourished, it has to be cultivated, it has to be shown care. And in order to do that, you have to go to the people who take care of the trees. You have to go to the caretakers. And those people who take care of the trees of faith, they're the people of knowledge. They're the people of knowledge and in the gatherings of knowledge. And that's why we find whenever a person he sits in the gatherings of knowledge, his what happens to his faith? His tree, his roots get firmer and firmer and firmer. And then the people who don't attend the gatherings of knowledge, most of the time, what happens to them? Their tree gets a little bit weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker. Iyadhan billah. But the thing about this, Allahu Akbar, is that the tree, for example, if like the tree goes by like 3-4 months, there's no rain. What happens to the tree? It starts getting weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker. 3-4 months go by. What happened? No rain whatsoever. Nobody watered the tree. No nourishment. What happens to the tree? Starts shrinking up and getting weak and withering. But then you know what happens? And then if Allah sends the rain, nice, beautiful, beneficial rain, what happens? What happens to the tree? It comes back to life. It comes back to life. The tree comes back to life. Like that, iman in the heart of a believer, it can become weak. It can become weak, but also it can come back to life. But how does it come back to life? How does it come back to life? With nourishment, with the revelation, with that which has come from Allah and His Messenger by responding to Allah and His Messenger whenever they call you to that which will give you life by obeying Allah and hearing His commandments and hearing His statements and the recitation of His book, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and pondering over that and benefiting and listening to the statements of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this way, the iman can grow and be strong and flourish, and then it will be beneficial. And then it will be beneficial by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jalla. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.